Think how great was his surprise when he saw that the donkey was weeping, weeping just like a boy.
"Hey, Mr. Driver!" cried the Marionette. "Do you know what strange thing is happening here? This donkey weeps."
"Let him weep. When he gets married, he will have time to laugh."
"Have you perhaps taught him to speak?"
"No. He learned to mumble a few words when he lived for 3 years with a band of trained dogs."
"Poor beast!"
"Come, come," said the little man. "Do not lose time over a donkey that can weep. Mount quickly, and let us go. The night is cool, and the road is long."
Pinocchio obeyed without another word. The wagon started again. Toward dawn the next morning they finally reached that much-longed-for country, the Land of Toys. This great land was entirely different from any other place in the world. Its population, large though it was composed wholly of boys. The oldest were about 14 years of age, the youngest 8. In the street there was such a racket, such shouting, such blowing of trumpets, that it was deafening. Everywhere groups of boys were gathered together. Some played at marbles, at hopscotch, at ball,